This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. The scripture says, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And also it says, how can you call upon him whom you have not believed? And we're here today because we believe the word of God and because we have a teaching priest that brings the word of God to his people and to a dying nation. So glad to be here on the Sabbath day. We're here, as always, enjoying the word of God. And we do have a pastor that brings forth true teaching. Everybody don't know that God's word, Jesus' name, is his word. It is the Ten Commandments. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, by Elder Batiste, Elder Miles, our evangelist, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about the old paths today. Truly, we are in God's path, path of righteousness. Before we get into that, the choir have a number. Go back to Moses. Choir.
Their minds were carnal.
beautiful. Go back to Moses. Moses wrote about the Lord. The Lord said, go back to Moses. Had you believed his writings, if you don't believe his writings, how shall you believe my words? We have announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Here to gather together to get into the scriptures that contains God's word. We're glad for our Bishop Barfield that's going on, our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. These we know lived a sanctified life. They were commandment keepers. That means they kept God's word. And their works do follow them. We are the works that they produced. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. We are not natural Israel. We are Israelites. We are Israel of the Spirit. And we know those that killed Jesus were the Herodians, the Romans, and it was the natural Israel. Israel of the Spirit, which Jesus was, Peter, James, John, Paul, all of those, they were of the Spirit. They were Israelites. Isn't that beautiful? So let's not get this confused, get us confused with Israelis. We're not Israeli. We're Israelites, Israel of the Spirit. Eighth verse says, and what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which is God's word, which I set before you this day. You want to understand what we're talking about? Begin to keep God's commandments. And I know that the preachers say, we're preaching God's word. If you omit one, you're not preaching God's word. You're preaching about it. Now let's go to Jeremiah 6 and 16. We're calling for the old paths. That means going back to the basics, principles of God, his word. And the enemy has tricked and fooled the people and clouded their minds by having the people focus on Jesus' flesh, which none of us have seen. But that's what they have you focused on. The outward appearance, he being a Jew, and how he had his arms stretched out to the people, naturally so. But we're focusing in on the Spirit.
Yes.
Deacon Franny, Jeremiah 6 and 16.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways.
Stand ye in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. This is the same Lord that spoke when he took on flesh and became a son. He hasn't changed. Stand ye in the ways. What?
And see and ask for the old paths.
Ask for the old paths. Mm-hmm. And there's a secret about the old paths. They are yet new.
Right.
The old paths haven't changed. But they're called the old paths because they were from days of old. Mm-hmm. How they walked in days of yesterday.
Yes. Beautiful.
Jesus walked in days of yesterday. That path is yet fresh today.
Right.
What?
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way? What?
And walk therein.
Walk therein what?
And ye shall find rest for your souls.
The Lord said the same thing. The old paths is the yoke, excuse me, that you must wear around your neck. It's the yoke that you must bear. The yoke is also called the cross.
Right.
You shall find rest for your souls. What?
But they said, we will not walk therein.
They said it in the days of old. They're saying it today, and they'll say it tomorrow. Those that are lost and those that are not called by his name, those that are not truly seeking God, mm-hmm. we will not walk therein. Because when they understand that the word is his law, they choose not to obey.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Matthew's
right.
11. So many love to quote the Lord. Mm-hmm. Take my yoke and you'll find rest for your souls. But there's something in there you're missing.
Yes,
it's about learning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you don't learn about God except you learn it through the one that God sent.
Yes, Pastor.
That's why the Lord said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. Mm-hmm. Down through the time, those that were sent from God, they were killed and rejected by those that supposedly had God or were seeking God.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
11 and 28, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor. Come unto me.
Come unto me. This is what the Lord is saying and is anointed to say the same thing today. Come unto me.
Mm-hmm. All ye that labor.
All ye that labor. Otherwise, if you're striving to live for God, if you're laboring right. to live for God, come unto me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All ye that labor and are heavy laden.
All ye that are striving and you're yet laden with burdens.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not being successful in living for God. There's something you're missing here. What?
Right. And I will give you rest.
I'll give you rest. Now, wait a minute. If you're truly coming unto the Lord, you should find rest.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. That's best.
I will give ye mm-hmm. rest. What?
Take my yoke upon you.
Now here's how you get the rest.
Right.
Take my yoke upon you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And learn of me.
First of all, you got to take God's word upon you. Other words, take it in to do it. Then you begin to learn about the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Take my yoke upon and learn of me. What?
For I am meek and lowly in
what?
Heart.
Other words, you got to be meek like the Lord.
Right.
Not so haughty that when you find the knowledge, no, it's not like that. You're going to tell the one that God sent what it's like, how it should be, out of your vision. But to be meek is to accept what the Lord is telling you, especially when you've been shown knowledge you haven't received in the mass of these churches on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Yes. And ye shall find rest unto your soul.
That's how you find rest when you take the yoke, and you learn, and you become meek and humble.
Yes, Pastor.
Not trying to match knowledge when you don't have the knowledge. If you have the knowledge, you're not seeking rest. You
right.
are in the rest.
Yes, Pastor.
If you don't have rest for your soul, that means something you're lacking.
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 9 and 7. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Call for the old paths.
Right.
That's what we've done here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Day one, I was shown what the old paths are. And it's nothing like what they call the new. The new is a quick way to become a Christian. The new way, you can be a Christian, just say, I believe he died for my sins. You're a Christian. That path has led you nowhere.
That's right, Pastor.
You're not even in the path just
no.
because you believe he died for your sins.
That's right, Pastor.
When you bring judgment to the people and tell them the truth, they say, you're not sweet. Be gentle. You're not in the path. Now, the Lord, I know because they did not honor God the right way. He beat them out of the temple and said, don't make my father's house a den of thieves.
Yes, Pastor.
That's the path of righteousness.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He had a zeal of righteousness.
Yes. Beautiful.
Where is that zeal today? The old path had that zeal.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
Luke 9 and 7.
Now, Herod, the tetrarch, heard of all that was done by him.
What?
And he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead.
In other words, the Lord was doing the Father's business. He was just like John. John was just like the prophets of old, and so was the Lord.
Yes.
And they thought John had risen again. What?
Mm-hmm. And of some that Elias had appeared.
What?
And of others that one of the old prophets was risen again.
One of the old prophets had risen, because he was like the old path.
Yes.
He brought them judgment. Mm-hmm. And he didn't take men's persons in account. He had no respect of persons.
Right, Pastor. Yes.
Your person made him no never mind. Mm-hmm. He told you what was right.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the old path. But now they're always accommodating the flesh. They want to make sure that the members stay in, so they won't tell them what's right.
Right, Pastor.
Tell them smooth things.
Right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful to know that, but it's not right.
Right.
Psalms 23. Let's go there.
Right,
isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
I hope that if you're seeking him, something that you hear mm-hmm. will awaken
all right.
your curiosity to dig for more knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
Call for the old paths. Mm-hmm. Psalms 23 and 1, what does it say?
The Lord is my shepherd.
Lord, they love that. Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, Lord.
What?
I shall not want.
But wait a minute. So many churchgoers, they go and they're in want for food for the soul. But for entertainment, they want not, because they get plenty of entertainment in these churches.
Yes, Pastor.
But the soul is lacking.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But when the Lord truly is your shepherd, you shall not want. What?
Right. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
We're made to lie down in green pastures, full of God's word, full of the commandments. And that's what most reject. Green pastures, what?
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
That's the old path, still waters, what?
He restoreth my soul.
When your soul has been restored, that's the old path. Yeah. Because that's what it comes for. Restoring your soul is getting rest for your soul.
Yes.
What?
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Paths of righteousness,
for
what?
For his name's sake.
That's for his name's sake. Right. So, because we bear the name of the Lord, his word, we've been led in the paths of righteousness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Jeremiah 5.
All right, Pastor.
Yes. Did we read that. Let's go to, we read Jeremiah 5 and 1. Let's go there.
Five and one. Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
Yes.
Jeremiah 5 and 1. Paths of righteousness. Mm-hmm. For his name's sake. What does it say?
Run ye to and fro.
Run.
Through the streets of Jerusalem.
Jeremiah being encouraged. Run right. to and fro.
All right.
Through the streets of Jerusalem.
And
that's through the streets of the churchgoers.
All right.
Not talking about a natural Jerusalem over there in Israel. It's talking about the churchgoers.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
To and fro.
Yes.
Streets of Jerusalem. And see now what?
And know and seek in the broad places thereof. If ye can find a man.
If you can find a man. Because the Lord said, broad way is crowded. Broadway leads to destruction, but see if you can find a man mm-hmm. in the Broadway. What?
If there be any that executeth judgment.
One that execute judgment, but they tell you, most of these churches, no one can judge you but the Lord. That's true. You should have the Lord in your life.
Yes.
The Lord should be going forth through these preachers, but they don't know him and
right.
he's not there.
That's right, Pastor.
That's why so many churchgoers don't have rest.
Yes.
Read.
That seeketh the truth. And I will pardon it.
Find ones with judgment
right.
and seeking the truth, and God will pardon.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful. Beautiful, Pastor.
Beautiful.
Read.
And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear false.
They love to raise their hands to the Lord and say, God said this, God said that, God liveth, mm-hmm. and they swear falsely.
Yes.
Fourth verse, what does it say?
Therefore I said, surely these are poor.
These are poor.
They are foolish.
Foolish.
For they know not the way of the Lord.
They don't know the way of the Lord. And the scripture tells you plainly, he that saith, I know him mm-hmm. and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
Yes, Lord.
These preachers
mm-hmm.
and these members.
Yes.
Hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Beautiful. Yes.
Surely these are poor. They are foolish.
Yes.
For they know not the way of the Lord, nor
the judgment of their God.
Of their God. Mm-hmm. God's judgment is his word. And if you're bringing the word, you have no reason to say you're judging me. It's not you or I. It's the word that's being brought that's the judgment.
That's right, Pastor.
What?
Yes, Lord. I will get me unto the great
man. I will get me unto the great man. And I believe the Lord said this.
Beautiful.
He that do and teach shall be called great in the kingdom.
Yes,
not in these churches. In the kingdom. Not in these churches on Broad Way. It's in the straight gate. It's in the few. That's the kingdom where they shall be called great.
And I will speak unto them.
God speaks unto those that do and teach his word. What?
For they have known the way of the Lord.
Where the Lord is the old paths.
Beautiful.
Where the Lord is the way of judgment. That's the old paths.
All right.
Because most of these churchgoers, they'll tell you, don't you let anyone judge you. I can't judge you. Yes, you can if you're bringing the word.
All right.
Yet it's not you or I. It's the word that's judging. What?
And the judgment of their God.
Judgment of their God. What?
But these have altogether broken the yoke.
But they've broken the yoke. Because the yoke is God's word.
Right. Yes.
Yoke is the old path. The yoke is the cross. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful. And burst the bonds.
And burst the bonds. Yes. 6 and 16. Jeremiah 6 and 16. Let's go there.
Yes,
read that again. Thank God. 6 and 16.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Stand ye in the ways.
Stand in the ways.
Yes. And see and ask for the old paths.
See and ask for the old paths.
Yes. Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
Walk.
And ye shall find rest for your soul.
Let's go to Isaiah 51.
All right,
the old way. The old paths. Paths of righteousness. And they'll say, well, the Lord is my righteousness. Well, he is, because the Lord is the word. But the old paths gives you more description of who the Lord is. What his judgment is. What righteousness is. 51 and 1.
Yes, Pastor. Hearken to me. Ye that follow after righteousness.
Now, if you follow after the paths of righteousness, you should hearken.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Ye that seek the Lord.
If you're seeking the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn.
Well, wait a minute. We're hewn from the truth.
Yes.
Because the rock is the truth. And that rock is Jesus.
Yes.
And that rock is God. From the rock which ye are hewn. What?
Mm-hmm. And to the hole of the pit. Whence ye are digged.
What?
Look unto Abraham, your father.
Look unto Abraham, your father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that is beautiful.
Where do you hear in the churches where they're talking about Father Abraham?
Go ahead. That's beautiful.
Where do you hear in the churches where they're teaching? These are the old paths now. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus. Where do you hear that? Because they don't know it. Look unto Abraham your father and what?
And unto Sarah.
Unto Sarah.
That bare you.
What?
For I called him alone.
Listen with the Lord. I called him alone.
Yes.
And Abraham and his seed is being called alone today.
Yes.
That's the old path.
Yes.
If you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. Isn't that beautiful? What?
I called him alone.
I called him alone.
And blessed him.
And blessed him.
And increased him.
And he increased him, didn't he? Said he was going to multiply
that
us.
That is beautiful.
Increase of his government. There shall be no end. Seventh verse.
Yes, Pastor. Hearken unto me.
Hearken unto me.
Ye that know righteousness.
Ye that know righteousness, the paths of it. You know righteousness. Hearken. What?
Right. The people in whose heart is
there it
my
is.
Law.
That's the old paths.
Mm-hmm.
The people in whose heart is my laws.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The people in whose heart is my law. What?
Fear ye not the reproach of
men. We don't fear the reproach of these churchgoers and how they say we're in some cult or you're in some old. We're in the old paths.
Yes.
That's what they said about Jesus. He's one of them old prophets.
Yeah.
He wasn't like the prophets of the day that wasn't sent by the Lord.
Yes.
That's why he said he gave some. Read.
neither be ye afraid of their revilings.
We're not afraid of their of revilings,
yes.
Their summations,
yes,
how they deem us.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 4 again, Jeremiah. Let's go back there again.
Yes,
thank God. 5 and 4.
Yes.
I know you on the other side of this microphone may not be shouting and jumping so much over there, but that's all right.
Beautiful passage.
There's not much shouting and jumping here anyway. There ain't much shouting and jumping because most of the things happen over here is slaughter.
Oh, go ahead.
And sheep don't run from slaughter. They just dumb enough to be slaughtered. They just line up and get the going and get chopped up.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful. Beautiful.
5 and 4, what does it say?
Therefore I said,
what?
Surely these are poor.
What?
They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their
so
God.
So in order to learn the way of the Lord, go to Ephesians.
All right, Pastor.
Now this is what the Lord said. Lord gave this to Paul to give to us. And Paul letting you know how you learn about the Lord. Lord going off scene now.
Yes.
And Paul letting you know. Now if you want to know about the Lord, he gave some.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Ephesians 4:11, what?
And he gave some apostles.
Now this is how the Lord called for the old path. Those that he inspired. Take you back to the old past.
Yes.
Gave some.
And some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Wait a minute. This haven't changed. That's been in the old time.
Right.
God come to perfect. He told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect.
Yes.
That's the old path.
Yes.
But the new path is, can't nobody live perfect. You're lying.
All right.
That's not the old path. That's not what God is saying.
Yes.
Paul is saying something different. These were given for the perfecting of the saints. What?
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry. It's not the Great Commission you call saying, well, we got to go tell everybody what Jesus have done.
All right, Pastor.
How the Comforter has come. That's not the commission.
All right.
You don't know what the Comforter has come if you ain't been saved. You don't know anything about the Comforter.
That's right.
If you don't get the one that God sent, you'll never see the Comforter.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
For the edifying of the body of
Christ.
It's
for the edifying of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Edify means to inform you what it means to be in the old path.
Yes.
Edifying means let you know the old path is not new.
Right.
And it's not so old that it's been done away with. It's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Righteousness.
Yes.
What?
Till we all come in the unity.
This is all about coming to the unity.
Of the faith.
Of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
And of the knowledge of the Son.
Yes.
That you might know him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Knowledge of the Son of God.
Mm-hmm. Unto a perfect man.
Unto a perfect man. There it is again.
Right.
Because these churchgoers on Broadway, they've been taught that perfection and to be a perfect man is taboo.
Right.
That's a lie.
Right.
Luke 22. Let's go there.
Yes.
Luke 22 and 28. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
This is the old path that God is calling for. Yet it's not old. It's just as brand new as it was when he gave it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not.
Yes.
So then, although he's from the beginning, he's just as fresh as he was because he's always
isn't
been.
Beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful? So God have never gotten old, but he's always been. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's just as new.
Yes.
Thank God. Luke 22 and 28, what does it say?
Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations.
These are the ones that God gave, those that have continued with him in his temptations. What?
And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
What?
As my Father hath appointed unto
me. So he was appointed a spirit of judgment. These he sent are appointed a spirit of judgment, the old path.
Yes.
Judgment, what?
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
What?
And sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes.
Well, he said, judge not that ye be not judged, but he's talking to the followers. But when you've been given a charge,
Yes, Lord.
You're able to tell people about the Lord and to bring them to knowledge.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it's through judgment.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Judging you can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.